Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind.
It is
701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from. Good morning, everybody. Here's what I tell everyone. How are you? I was born by God's dear grace in a great place, in an extraordinary place.
Some would say once great place, right?
Yeah. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
A lot of chaos in the world, as you know.
It's a big old land.
Chaos right here underneath our nose. We have the school districts defying state laws, so it's everywhere. All across the fruited plain, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here to talk about some of that chaos next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments welcome for him. He's here for an hour every other week. Take advantage of it. Ask him anything, whatever it might be. Get a chance to do that coming up. We're going to talk border chaos. We'll talk about the debt limit showdown. I want his take on the pay-for-play scandal. Foreign influence of the Biden family. Also, there's a new plan out to punish power plants. Yeah, that won't lead to higher utility rates at all. No, nothing to see here. We're going to talk a little about Trump and the polls, too, because he continues to defy odds. Whatever's thrown at him seems to rise in the polls. We'll get Kevin's take on that as well. Seems to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Softening a little bit on his previous full-throated support for President Trump. We'll take his temperature on that today on the program coming up. But this hour, we want to take some time and set aside to have you share with us a story or two about your mom. What's your favorite mom memory? We're heading into Mother's Day weekend. This is a tradition of ours on What's on Your Mind. All the chaos in the world set aside for a few minutes and talk about our moms and talk about how they shaped us and what we remember most about them, and what we loved about our moms. Okay? Who's next? Don? Kev, Don's next on the line. Don, you're up at 701-271-1100. Good morning.
Good morning. I just run a quick history with regarding my mom. She's going to be 100. When she was 5, her father passed away, and her mother had to take him back to Mexico. Well, her mom there with 2 children was struggling and eventually got remarried, and they came back via the Panama Canal back to the United States to California. Well, anyway, long story short, here I am in Minnesota. My mom's living still out in California. Had a really tough life and struggled with 5 of us for a while. You know, as a single mom, but it was a struggle for her, and I just give her all the credit, really, you know, for hanging in there and doing all that she could to raise 5 kids. So,
wow, what a mom. And still going. She said she's 100?
Yeah, she's going to be 100. She smokes like a fiend. She tried giving it up for a year, okay? And she drinks coffee like it's a second food.
Stop complaining, all right? Give me another cigarette.
I love it.
And she sits up until 2 and 3 in the morning, TV, that kind of stuff.
That's
so
awesome.
Did you, when you were growing up, one of 5 with a single mom, did you ever feel like you didn't have anything? Do you ever have memories of that, or did mom just make you think you had everything you needed?
Oh, no, never felt like that. We always had... we always had something to eat. I mean, some of the things, you know, I mean, like, we'd call it rice pudding. It'd be milk and sugar with some rice, you know, stuff like that. But we always had things to eat. Amazing. And if I look at how many people are today, they're just totally spoiled.
Oh, I used to love rice pudding, too. I love that.
You know, I grew up, my grandparents had no water, no electricity, nothing. One-room house when I went to visit them for the first time down in Tijuana. And we're from Mexico, so I had to relate to all the stuff that's going on in our country right now. And it's really pathetic because it's what's going on with the border and everything just blows my mind. And there's other reasons for that happening now, and there's things that we're not seeing that are going on. But anyway, I love Mexico. I mean, there's, my grandfather was an artist, and he, built his own. I mean, I learned how to stretch canvas on a frame when I was 10 years old so he could paint. And things like that. So there's, we go out to the well and get a bucket. You wanted the bath. You had to eat your own water. You filled up the tub. And it wasn't just walk over and turn on a spigot or turn on a light switch. I remember oil lanterns, all those things. So they built buildings. They used to do concrete jobs, and they did it all by hand. Or mixers. They mix everything in a trough with shovels and hose, and they would mix the concrete and pour concrete and build stuff. It's crazy. So when I look at my life, I just have to say it's great to be an American.
Yeah, that's a good American story right there. Don, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it very much. Tell us your favorite mom memory today. We're saluting mothers heading into the Mother's Day weekend on What's on Your Mind right here on the Flag. Let's go to Dan. Daniel, you're next.
Yes, I got very fond memories of my mom. I got three very short stories. Number one, if my mom did not get to church a half an hour before church started, she thought she was late. And the second memory I got is that they didn't quit their Christian belief at the door of the church. They brought it home, and we lived a very Christian life. My parents lived the Christian life that they heard on Sunday morning. 7 days a week, we lived the Christian life. But my most fond memory is my mom's cooking. My mom was the best cooker of lutefisk. Her lutefisk would blow anybody else's lutefisk out of the water, literally. And her lefse was... She made her own lefse and own lutefisk, and I have fond memories of eating lots of lutefisk and lots of lefse, and hers were the best.
Wow. So she actually made lutefisk that was edible. How about that?
All lutefisk is edible. You just got to appreciate the fish in it.
Acquire the taste.
Her lutefisk was great.
Acquire the taste, well, yeah.
Well, if you put enough butter on it, it'll make anything taste good.
That's true. I've tried it, Carol Jubin's. I've tried Carol's right there at the Sons of Norway, and
He does good. His lutefisk is on the top of the tart too. I mean, he knows what lutefisk is, and he knows how to cook it. So, if you want a good lutefisk, go wherever Carol Jubin is cooking lutefisk. You will enjoy it.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Daniel. Nice of you to call. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
701-271-1100. Tell us your favorite mom memory today heading into Mother's Day weekend. What sticks with you just regularly about your mom and how she influenced you? What life lessons are there? What great memories flood back when you think of your mom? Kevin in Fergus Falls wants to talk about the border. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Well, if I didn't have my mom, I wouldn't be here talking to you, so... I love her.
Anyway, there's that.
There you go.
Border. Hey, just think of all the processes over all the years in Ellis Island of all the people that just longed to be here and did all the hard steps. Learning English. Assimilating into the society. How do they feel? I mean, all of a sudden, wide open, and they did all the hard work, and now it's just like free-for-all. That's all I have to say on that.
That's a good point, and if I was in line, years-long process for legal immigration, and I saw what was going on down there, I'd be hard-pressed not to say, well, screw it, I'm just going to go down and do it like everybody else is doing it right now.
Yeah. I've got so many friends. A friend of mine from Sweden, he's been boiling over this. For 9 years it took him to become an American citizen. He did all the work. I mean, imagine if you're at a festival, you're at WeFest, you got your $1,000 VIP badge that you paid for hanging, you're in line at the, you're getting ready to go in, all of a sudden here comes everybody go right in front of you. They not only go right in front of you, they don't have to pay. They go right up, they're going to take your seat. I mean, that's kind of what's going on here. Welcome to, I'm calling it USA Fest.
Texture says, one memory of my mom to this day is her cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Mexican meals from scratch. How about that? You can text your memories in as well, 701-237-1590. But we love it when you call and tell us about your mom. Here's a solution to the border crisis, says another listener. 10-year moratorium on asylum requests until we process the current asylum requests. Or eliminate asylum requests going forward till we're full up. I will share those ideas with Senator Kramer. Maybe as a solution. Love it. Thank you for that. Short break, back with more on What's On Your Mind, heading into the Mom's Day weekend.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Mother's Day is Sunday. I want to hear your favorite mom memory.
Hey, where did we go?
Give mom a shout out today on the program. Tell us a great story that just warms your heart when somebody asks about your mom. You just can't help but think about some great memory. What is it? 701-271-1100. You can text us too at 701-237-1590. Tell us about mom. Fargo Marathon Week is coming up. It's going to be here before we know it. Friday the 19th at 6:30. It's the Friday Night Family 5K. A bunch of us from the station are walking in it. A few might jog, but you can come hang out with us. Sign up at FargoMarathon.com. This weather is, turning into marathon weather. Could it be any better? Great exercise, really low-key, fun run or a walk. I mean, you can just do it at your own pace. Get some family and friends together. Hang out with the important folks in your life. You'll feel great. You'll be glad you did it. Enjoy some fresh air, having fun with hundreds of other people and some of your favorite personalities from the flag. Find out more at FargoMarathon.com. FargoMarathon.com. Senator Kevin Cramer, next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions welcome for him on anything. You know, Kev, Joe Biden likes to say, this is the fault of Congress, which...
And let's also come together on immigration. Make it a bipartisan issue once again.
Bipartisan what was that? Again. Yeah, here, listen.
Bipartisan issue. Yeah.
Kamala's standing up.
We know we now have a record number of personnel working to secure the border, arresting 8,000 human smugglers, seizing over 23,000 pounds of fentanyl in just the last several months. We've launched a new border plan last month. Unlawful migration from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela has come down 97% as a consequence of that. But American border problems won't be fixed until Congress acts. If we don't pass my comprehensive immigration reform, at least pass my plan to provide the equipment and officers to secure the border.
So let me get this straight. They cause a problem. Because remember, this was down to a trickle in the Trump administration.
Oh, there's so much BS in that whole thing. I don't know where to start. I mean, where's the funding, and where are you funding CBP? Where are you funding ICE? Where are the? Ask those people how the. We're sending 1,500 again. It's all posturing. It's all theater. We're going to send 1,500 troops down there to handle the border and provide security. They're processing people. Nothing's closed. Come on in. Here's your court date 4, 5, 6, 7 years from now. Who knows where they'll be by then and how many anchor babies they'll have by then. Then it won't matter. None of that will matter. The anchor baby thing will be a big deal. We're going to have our hospitals will be, our schools will be overrun, our hospitals, the infrastructures of these small cities will be decimated. It's just, yeah, that's what's happening, JoJo.
And it is, I don't know what the word for it is.
Criminal.
Yeah.
It's treasonous.
It's to me, almost surreal that you're living in a world where they can run around and say, the border is secure.
Yeah.
I mean, look you in the eye. Yep. And tell you things that all you have to do is turn on your television set and find out are not true.
What about the 90,000 unaccounted for children, sir? What about that? Well, I'm sure that's just unfortunate.
Unfortunate. Of those 3 million people that came in and the gotaways, you don't think while ICE and Border Patrol are having to deal with that chaos that you caused, that is new in the Biden administration, that didn't happen in the Trump administration, how much fentanyl do you think comes in as a result of them being distracted with this massive humanity?
Him bragging about 8,000 pounds of fentanyl. Okay, great. That's what you got.
You got 1%.
Yeah. Good job, man. How many people are still dying every day because of it? How many 100 teenagers a day? That hasn't gone down at all.
Here's a mom story, and we'd like more. 701-271-1100. Tell us about your mom. And, Kev, I got to get yours here, too. And I'll share one about dear, sweet Jeanette, my mother. Oh, my gosh. This texter says, my mom memory is every Saturday morning, she would mix up a massive tub of bread dough while we watched cartoons, then spent most of the afternoon baking. Then we would gorge ourselves on warm bread and butter like little pigs.
Nice.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just got hungry. Right there. What a mom. warm bread, the smell of warm bread, connecting that to mom.
You aren't
a kid. That's great. Tell me about your mom, Kev.
Beverly Irene Eisted Flynn. She was a son of a Norwegian immigrant, or daughter of a Norwegian immigrant. Two brothers. My grandfather came over with his brother. His brother died, and then he passed away a couple of years later. My mom was three. And grew up in the Twin Cities. She had a tough her stepfather, who my grandma remarried, worked for the railroad in the Twin Cities. And she had three kids before I came along. My next older brother was 17 when I was born, so I was basically an only child. And my mom was done spoiling kids. I came along and said, "Oh yeah, you're eight. Here's the vacuum and the dust rag. Here, go clean your room. And by the way, move all the furniture and clean around the edges." But she was always, she just taught me the things I needed to know. She was my bestest buddy right up until my junior year when she got cancer. And a year later, she was gone. Passed away April before I graduated, my senior year.
Oh, gosh.
And I've told the story a number of times after raising all the money for the 61 deal we did for years on the other radio station. Was, in 1978, when this was going on, there was no chemotherapy or radiation available, even in Minneapolis. So my dad and I would take different days and drive to Rochester with my mother to get her treatments, and she would be so sick. We'd have to stay overnight in Rochester because she couldn't ride in the car to get home. She'd be so sick after chemo, with battling brain and lung cancer. And it was about a year, and she went away. But, yeah, she was the best. She was awesome. One thing about not putting up with the last child, I got to be about 12, 13 in eighth grade. We had home ec. Remember home economics?
Oh, sure.
And we learned how to make cinnamon rolls. My mom said, "Well, since you know how to cook, here." And she handed me the Betty Crocker cookbook. She said, "You got dinner from now on." Like, wait, what? And I started cooking dinner three nights a week. And that's why I still cook to this day. She literally gave me my love for it.
Your skills, I love it.
Yeah, I still have that cookbook, too.
Great stories. Kurt in Minnesota, tell us a memory of your mom.
Well, my mom is a Swedish immigrant, and she was an awesome baker. She would be, I think, 106 today. We would come home from school, and she would have Swedish cinnamon rolls. I just like what your co-host shared. I miss that, the smell. I miss just the beautiful. My mom was a Christian. She was a prayer warrior. I miss her prayers. I miss her visits. But just a real sweet mama.
Awesome story. That is great. How many moms were prayer warriors getting us to where we are today?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. And do moms still bake like that? I don't know if it's...
Baking's
kind of a lost art.
Some do, yeah. Oh, yeah, some do. But, yeah, not like it used to be.
Great story, Kurt. Thank you for sharing. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. More coming up.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news last night. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. An appeal is expected. An unidentified woman who was on the subway when ex-Marine Daniel Penny placed John Neely in a fatal chokehold says she's praying for Penny after it was revealed the 24-year-old would face charges of second-degree manslaughter. The woman told the New York Post she told authorities what she witnessed. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office confirmed yesterday charges are coming down. Penny, in the company of his attorneys, turned himself in to authorities this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, our friends at UMary have been helping working adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, the University of Mary is here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by the end of June, you receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu. Texter says, my mom baked wedding cakes for 40 years. She would always leave us a little extra cake batter to eat. It was the best. Oh, the cake batter.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the cake batter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The beaters, you got the spatula.
Tell you about my mom, Jeanette Hennen. She was, when I think of my mom, I think of how hard she worked. You know, we were kind of radio gypsies a little bit. You know, we were
right.
we were in Montevideo, Minnesota until I was in the eighth grade, and then we moved to Clarinda, Iowa for a year and a half. We were actually applying for an FM signal in Montevideo, but had to wait for it for the FCC. So it was down in Iowa for a year and a half, and then South Dakota for a year and a half. And then I came back for my senior year. But every stop, no matter what we were doing in the radio business, my mom was so very, very integral to my dad's success because she was just the glue that kind of kept everybody mm-hmm. going, kind of the radio mom, the station mom, you know, that took care of not only us but all the people in the radio station and their families and just making sure everybody was okay and work. She was just a great worker. I would also say that my mom came from a German Catholic family, Tilge's family, and that strong Catholic faith was imparted on all of us kids from her. So I always attribute my strong faith to my mom and a gift that will live forever. She died a few years ago now, and we miss her every day, but she was a great mom. She really was. She was everything you'd want in a mom, always caring for the kids. And I mean, even into adulthood, you know, like if you had, I remember one time I was driving somewhere coming back from Rochester or Duluth or something. I forget what,
yep.
Or some business trip. And I'm well into my 30s by now. And she's calling, like, hi, Mom. Yeah, it's like 8, 9 o'clock at night. I'm worried about you driving that late. I mean, she was a mom till
yep.
we were, well into adulthood. She wouldn't give that up. So,
oh, my wife's mom's the same way. My mother-in-law.
Is that right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Almost every day. Checking, just making sure everything's okay, everything went good. Always a mom. And once a mom, always a mom.
Yeah, exactly right. Tell us a story about your mom. You can text it 237-1590, 237-1590, or you can call us at 701-271-1100. Texter says, things I remember about my mother are too numerous to list, all of them, but teaching me to fish. We forget there's a lot of moms that fish, aren't there?
Oh, big time.
I never really understand why the fishing opener in Minnesota is the same weekend as
Mother's Day.
As Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But there are moms that fish, so I guess that's the answer to that question. So this listener was taught to fish by mom. Also, three-course meals. Her speaking German when I wasn't supposed to know something.
That was my wife. Yep.
That's good.
Here's, my mother-in-law and her sister both spoke fluent German.
So German came out when they wanted to kind of conceal what was being discussed?
Yeah, my wife apparently called her uncle a Dummkopf when she was little.
Is this a bad word?
Didn't really. Oh, boy. She got the she got the wrath. You do not call Uncle Helmuth a Dummkopf.
Is that right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a no-go.
That was a bad word.
Here's an off-air call.
Hello, I have a comment for the show about my mom. Many, many years ago, my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma, and the doctors gave her 3 months to live. And through her strength of faith and the prayers of the family and laying on of hands, my mother did die, but it was 35 years later. And I just want people to know the power of prayer exists.
Oh, amen.
Wow. Great story. Thank you for sharing. 701-271-1100 to call us, or you can text us at 701-237-1590. A couple other headlines. As you know, we know, this audience knows, Title 42 expires today, and the chaos on the border is supersized right now. So we're following that for you closely today. We're going to talk with Senator Kramer about that next hour. This is kind of a big story that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, Kev, but a federal judge has blocked the Biden administration from releasing immigrants without a court date. So they can't just say, you know, go on in and, you know, wave them on in. So
too late. From this point on, you mean? Because there's millions of them already in there.
Oh, of course there is. Yes.
They're already in the park.
But any new immigrants, that was one of the things that they were sort of going to manage the quote-unquote chaos of the Title 42 is just wave them in.
Right, just in time. Good for them.
And now the Biden administration is, of course, crying foul because they're saying, well, that will mean we're going to have 45,000, 50,000 plus people detained in one particular place, and there could be disease, and there could be everything else.
Yeah, we can't have that. They need to be let loose.
Right. Yeah.
Let them in the park. Have at it.
Ted Cruz. Don't you love Ted Cruz? He just speaks for you so often. And on this border mess, he said, this is nothing less than an invasion.
Call it is.
Call it what it is.
That's what it is. And it's not, you know, we're not using them, and I hope and pray that it's not an invasion in the terms of a war, you know, invade. But clearly, this is an invasion of people, and deem it however you want. I mean, it's a flooding, it's an onslaught, it's unbelievable. And the fact that he keeps saying the border isn't open, but wait a minute, if I go to the gate, I can just come in and you give me a date, I'll just go to the gate then. That's what they're doing. Right now, thousands and thousands of them.
It's almost, you feel like you're living in a bad movie.
You know what, here's the question though, when you think about the world. How many parts of the planet are really in just squalor? Think of Mumbai, India, and the 15 million people that live in Mumbai in huts, in shacks, or just on the streets of Mumbai. And
okay.
All over the world, Southeast Asia, Africa, South America, Central America, they all, every human in those, they all want a better life. Well, guess where they think they're going to get it?
What are you saying? That this is...
They're all coming.
This is the new normal?
They're all coming. Everyone's coming. As long as they can, they'll keep coming. Thinking that there's going to... predominantly, most of them appear to be from Central and South America, but they're coming from all over the planet. Better life, man. When are we homeless and broke? When are we all migrants? When are we all refugees?
Well, here's something I think we need to think about. The consequences of what we've seen in the Biden administration 10, 20 years from now. What's that going to be? When you've got 3 million people in, you've got obviously untold numbers of gotaways. And again, I always say a gotaway, you need to explain it this way. I can just go to Kevin, hey, I'm here, and I'm in, and I got the flight, I got the voucher pack, it's good to go, right?
Well, and another thing.
But if I'm skipping that, if I'm skipping that freebie and sneaking in, what am I up to?
Well, right. You don't have to sneak in. The ones that are sneaking in are the ones that are sneaking in with the fentanyl, they're sneaking in with the kids, they're sneaking in with whatever. The ones that are coming to the gate, which are, you know, tens of thousands of them now, are just, you know, granted, we get it, looking for a better life. Well, like my point, most of the world's looking for a better life, so at what point are we not able to provide that anymore? I think we're there. The cities that they're sending these people to, they can't handle this.
So what's it look like 20 years from now? The consequences of this that will live on for decades, what is it? Is it a political consequence? Obviously. Because you'll have that many more citizens. You'll have cities. How do they deal with this? New York is saying, no mas, we don't want any more, and they're getting 1,000.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, in 20 years, New York will be... I can't imagine that Manhattan, the city of New York, would be if this keeps up. I mean, barely habitable. And it's all of these cities will be that way. They continue to be run that way. People will just run away from them, and it will leave that element there to propagate and to grow and to do what it does. If this is allowed to continue, freedom will reign, though.
By the way,
the truth will set you free on all this.
By the way, it's National Nutty Fudge Day. Let's go to the happy talk here. Let's play a CNN here and forget all about this. Everything's fine. Super producer Chris Larson is going to share a story about his mom, and we welcome yours here. Just running out of time for your mom stories. Chris, tell us about Kathy.
Oh, I tell you, Scott, where do I start? Mom has been an absolute rock for me over the years, and you know this. But one of my favorite memories is always going home for whether it's a holiday or just a trip home. And in the morning we wake up and there's always fresh caramel rolls baking in the oven. Fresh caramel rolls is just so refreshing and something that just reminds us that, hey, we're home at mom's house. But she's, you know, through all of my struggles I've had over the years, mom has always been there. And I'm just so lucky to have her in my life.
Love it. Do you get to serve the caramel rolls when they're still warm and a little pat of butter on them, too? Is that part of the memory?
Oh, yes, Scotty, absolutely.
It's beautiful. Thanks for sharing, sir.
You bet.
It's Mother's Day, Sunday. We love our moms. Love your stories about the moms as well. Welcome others, 701-271-1100, or text us, 237-1590. Last chance to get those in, because Senator Kevin Cramer will be here in the 10 o'clock hour today for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Speaking of which, you can call him and text him as well with your questions and comments. So we had a lot of ground to cover. We'll start with the border, but a lot happening. So we'll tackle all that coming up in moments on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
T. spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Botano, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Home cooking. We've been talking a lot about that today with the mom stories. You can find some just like mom used to make at PetroServe USA today. How about lasagna in Glendon? PetroServe USA. Meatballs at the Ulan location. Sloppy Joe's. Tater Tot Hot Dish, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. A lot of good memories there. Tater Tot Hot Dish. Oh my gosh. Spaghetti and garlic bread. 12th Avenue and I-29. Cheesy dogs or a fish special in Valley City today. PetroServe USA home cooking. Grab and go convenience. You tell them that Scott sent you.
What was your favorite dish your mom made? Don't need to know the whole thing. Just
You know what I remember? fish sticks.
Oh, really?
And they weren't exactly like
homemade.
Come out of a box and then the.
Mine was the go-to forever. Was the carrots, potatoes, and onions, and celery, and the mirepoix on the bottom, and then lay that big beef roast on top of that.
Oh boy!
And cover that Dutch oven, and just in the oven it went. Come on, and just fall apart.
Man.
And then those the carrots and the veggies. I still to this day that's a standard. Then I'll use that roast meat for some chili or something else.
Texter says, I remember my mom making homemade chicken soup. The noodles The noodles were very thick, and she used to hang them over a broom handle in the kitchen, whole chicken and vegetables out of the garden. Another texter, my mom was the neighborhood mother. All our friends loved her and called her mom. Years later, I was stationed in Germany and heard the song I O U. Tears came, and I called my mom. She's gone now, but not forgotten. Love you, Mom. Oh, I love it. Wonderful. That is great. Here's an off-air call that came in during the break.
Yes, I'm going to make a comment on global warming. When was our last ice age? 12,000 years ago. What does that mean now? Well, it means you're in a period now where the ice age is retreating. Well, what has to happen? The planet has to get a little warmer for the ice to melt. That's all that's been happening. We might be in this warming period for another 12,000 years. We don't know, but the scientists refuse to say anything about it. And I can give you example of animals adapting. The polar bear, for instance. They are now mating with grizzly bears and brown bears. They call them growlers. That's Mother Earth adapting its animals to the changing climate that has been producing for the last 12,000 years. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Texter says...
He's right, by the way.
Yeah.
We're still coming out of the last ice age, which is 5 or 6 that we know of.
Well, common sense there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Here is another off-air call about Mom.
Hi. I have a story about my mom. I'm a Vietnam veteran. And, you know, like, we were in a place that most people would rather not be doing a job that most people would rather not do. But here was my mom and some of the other guys out there were getting care packages. I mean, she would send stuff to me all the time. And, you know, like at Christmas, believe me, it's a lonely place when you're thousands of miles from home. And here's mom. And a lot of us, we would just get together, and some of the guys who didn't have any family, they were by themselves, they weren't getting anything. We'd get together, and we would share with them. My mom would always send me at least 2 pounds of peanut butter fudge. I mean, it was great. But over there, it got pretty soft. But she did so much for me, and growing up, she was always there for me. She helped me with my math because I was terrible with math. But she was there. And when she died, I inherited, I don't know how many, I mean, it looked like a Culinary Library of Congress, all these recipes. But some of those recipes were in her head. Those went with her. And I never could get that recipe for peanut butter fudge, but it doesn't matter. It was a fond memory and good memories. When my dad would get mad or something, my mom would always say, now, Bob, come on. And, you know, he calmed down. And she just had a way of looking at him. That was my mom. God bless her, wherever she is. And I have a pretty good idea. She's in heaven right now. And I hope that someday I will see her again, because that was God's promise to us. You take care, Scott, and have a good day, and God bless you guys.
God bless you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you sharing that story. Thank you. Thanks
very
much.
That was a good one.
It was. Another listener says one of the greatest mom songs was Mama by B.J. Thomas. So unbelievably true. We'll throw that in as a bumper next hour.
Oh. Right, Kev? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
You got Mother by Danzig, too.
Sorry.
It's a little heavier.
Somebody wanted to hear Ted Cruz at the border yesterday. Listen to this.
We are witnessing an absolute travesty unfolding on our southern border. On Monday, we apprehended over 10,000 people on the border, the highest level in history. On Tuesday, we apprehended over 10,000 people on the border, again, the highest level in history. There are right now, where we're standing, more than 22,000 people camped just south of the border, getting ready to come across. Just in this location, in less than a month, we've had over 35,000 Venezuelans cross illegally just right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Every conservative senator, including Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven, need to be down there with him right now. They all need to be down there right now.
I think Senator Hoeven is, actually.
Please, right now, stop this.
Senator Cramer coming up.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.